This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us online here and also on the phones at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Features on the site are free, so please enjoy them. Once again, freetalklive.com. We've been talking about this FBI 28-page long document that we're not sure to whom it has been released, but presumably at the very least to school administrator types. That is all about how to supposedly prevent violent extremism, so-called violent extremism in school, which they say could be coming from any students who might be exhibiting ideas of, well, I don't know, individual liberty and freedom. And those could be telltale signs that they might be planning to blow the place up. That's kind of summarizing. I haven't actually read the 28-page document, but Infowars.com has a piece. We were sharing some of that with you. You're welcome to comment on that or also bring up anything you want, which is what Dennis has done, who called at the very end of the last hour, or we brought him in at the very end of the last hour, to discuss the idea of disassociating from Free Talk Live and from anything associated with me, Ian Freeman. So, Dennis, you're back here on Free Talk Live. I didn't have any intention of talking about this tonight, but there was someone who made a petition today that you, I believe, if you didn't sign it, you certainly were promoting it. Was that your petition, Dennis, that you created, the petition to have the Free State Project disassociate from Free Talk Live, LRN.FM, and Free Keen?
That was a group of about a dozen people, and I think I was the first to post it.
Gotcha. So you helped craft the wording, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. So, Mark, I think you asked him a question right before we went
on. Yeah, basically, Dennis, what I'm asking is that Free Talk Live is the largest promoter of the Free State Project, or was, and before he hit the 20,000 number, and probably the largest recruiter of signers. Free Talk Live is a project of a lot of people, not just Ian Freeman. It is certainly, I've been here as long as Ian. We were both on the first night of Free Talk Live, and many people, Free Staters and native New Hampshireites among them, have worked very hard on this project, which is an outward-facing project. And the idea is that we're on 170 radio stations. We're reaching people with the ideas of liberty, and the vast majority of whom will never move to the Free State Project in order to get active for the ideas of liberty here in New Hampshire. And oftentimes, when people do move, they feel like they've sort of graduated from Free Talk Live, and they don't listen much anymore because they're busy trying to change the New Hampshire and change the world. And I guess,
amen. You know, so many of the people I talked to about this, they already knew that Free Talk Live was a liability and a problem, but since they don't listen anymore, they weren't really aware of, you know, just how much they probably didn't want to be associated with Free Talk Live.
Well, how is Free Talk Live a liability? This is what I don't get, Dennis. Look, I'm the main host on Sunday night.
People in New Hampshire listen to Free Talk Live. And, you know, Ian is very good at getting into the media and being in the newspapers and being a subject of discussion in the civic society.
And but he usually does that under the guise of Free Keen, does he not?
Us who are here on the ground, and so many of us who are early movers, people who have organized events, you'll see a lot of people who sign that are people
Dennis,
who organize.
Dennis, you're creating a straw man, and I'm sorry, Dennis. This is Ian can barely ever get a news organization to mention Free Talk Live, and it's frustrating for me because, you know, I put a lot of time and energy into it.
Papers a lot. I'm sorry. I know that you're upset, and you're going to be upset, and that really sucks. And, you know, the fact that this has some side effects on you, Mark, is one of the things that was discussed a lot, you know, before we went ahead with this. And you got to bear in mind, honestly, it takes an enormous amount of negative to counteract some of those very big positives that you've described. And what I'm telling you is that being on 150 radio stations and being the most libertarian and principled directive and thing towards the Free State Project, all of that is more than negated by the amount of...
See, Mark, you just don't understand. Ian Freeman, me, I've ruined the liberty movement. And if you continue to associate with me, you're an accomplice in ruining the liberty movement.
Dennis, how many days of the week do I have to fire Ian off of in order for you to stop your little campaign?
No. See, it's like this.
One day?
Once the brand has gotten sufficiently toxic, the only way, like, why did they rename it Accenture? Like, only when you can't do it with
Dennis,
the same brand. You have
Free Talk Live is not toxic.
You can't fire me
anymore. Free Talk Live is a national show, and whatever you think about it here in New Hampshire, you have tunnel vision because of where you are, and I can assure you the brand is not toxic.
Hey, thanks, Dennis, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Good luck with your life. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. So this is something that a bit of controversy that has happened here in New Hampshire. For those of you who are unfamiliar, there's the Free State Project, which has encouraged 20,000 people and has gotten 20,000 people to pledge to move to New Hampshire and get active. And I am one of the earlier movers. Mark, you and I moved up here in 2006. We've been here almost a decade. Okay, not quite, but, getting there. And it was Labor Day weekend, actually, is when we moved up. So we'll be celebrating our 10th year in about 6 months.
You live every moment of your life as a liberty activist.
Yeah, I do a lot of activism. I don't do it nearly as much.
And oftentimes I disagree with your activism. And many times the show is about that disagreement, oftentimes, especially in the weekdays.
So, and the phones are open, so people are always free to disagree.
One thing that's frustrating for me is that people that agree with me and disagree with you think that it's a good idea to stop supporting the show in order to get at you. And the people that disagree, that agree with you and disagree with me, also think it's a good idea to stop amplifying the show in order to... I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
Well, no, it makes sense. They want to punish Free Talk Live because it has Ian Freeman on it.
Free Talk Live is a forum where somebody who disagrees with us
but
can get on and
by
talk
me.
About it.
But it's run by me. I'm
Why
the
is
one
it
who
run
created,
by you?
I'm the
I'm
one
the
who
one
created
keeps
the show.
Going.
No, you just do ad sales for the show.
The show would not exist without the ad sales.
I disagree with that. We would continue. You went away for a month. You left the show, and we continued
and
on.
And I continued to sell ads.
Yes, you did. That's right, and I appreciate that. But without you, Free Talk Live would continue.
And without you, Free Talk Live would continue.
Yes, exactly. It certainly would.
Free Talk Live is simply a forum.
And then if I died tomorrow, maybe you'd all of a sudden get these supporters back, Mark, because these people are... I'm sorry.
Then I'm going to have the next person on because I need to have a certain level of controversy to run a radio show, right? You've got to have controversy to run a radio show because talking about things people agree with is just boring. So then what do? Then I bring on somebody else with whom...
Somebody will get mad about that, too.
Somebody disagrees. And also, the people that agreed with you, now that you're dead, then they disagree with me, they're never going to come back. It just doesn't make sense. Free Talk Live is not Ian Freeman's project. It is not Mark Edge's project. It is a forum for people to call in and talk about their ideas, specifically a forum for libertarians. And I thank Dennis, who oftentimes will use that forum. But, there's many of them have these opinions and never bother to call.
Yeah, that's true. People can't necessarily do what you want them to. I mean, that's the problem, right?
Like, you're not doing the thing that people want you to do.
Right. They want me to shut up about some of my opinions that I have about, let's say, young people being able to consent to sexual activity. They want me to get in line and do what the Free State Project wants me to do, which was a couple weeks ago to remove an unauthorized Edward Snowden recording from freekeen.com, which was my blog. And I'm not here to tote water for the Free State Project, and I'm not here to appease people and change my viewpoints based on what is popular. You know, as a liberty-minded person, I'm used to being in the minority. I'm used to being jeered at and ridiculed for having the beliefs that I do. And I'm not, it's not uncommon for people within the movement to accuse me of destroying the liberty movement. I've been accused of it multiple times. If I had a Bitcoin for every time I've been accused of destroying the liberty movement, I'd be doing very, very well at this point. The liberty movement will survive this, and the Free State Project will survive this, whatever ends up happening between Free Talk Live and the Free State Project. Me unconcerned about all of this. But there is a petition right now with something like 70-something signatures on it demanding that the Free State Project disassociate from Free Talk Live from LRN.FM.
Stop getting free advertising from Free Talk Live is what the petition seems to be about.
Right, because we go to their events every year, the Liberty Forum and the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and we broadcast live from those events, and all we ask for in return is for a hotel room to stay in, pretty much. And, you know, there's the billing of sort of the sponsorship of the event that we get. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves, whether it's the government schools cracking down on so-called domestic extremism or your thoughts on whatever.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
When I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no.
I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. And you can join us here toll free at 855-453, 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything, including critiquing the show, critiquing the hosts, disassociating yourself, whatever you want to do here. You can also join us.
I do like to be critiqued for being effective.
You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there, but if you're getting online and you're not protecting your privacy, you need to start learning about how to do that, and ProXPN is a great step in the right direction. They can give you your privacy back on the Internet. They're a virtual private network, and they encrypt your data from your computer or mobile device, whatever device you've got, Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's even Linux support as well. Unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever, and if you're a Windows user, you can ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. They take credit card and Bitcoin. If you use code FTL50, you can get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. It can be cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. You can use the internet the way it was meant to be used. Start by going to proxpn.com right now and use code FTL50 to take back the privacy that is your right. As we continue here, we've got Aaron on the line in Newport News, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome, sir.
I don't want to talk to Ian. Evidently, he's a bad guy. This is my first time.
I'm a bad man.
First time. Yep. Yeah, he's bad. Is this Ian right here?
Yes, it's me, but you don't want to talk to me because I'm a bad
man. You can talk to me, buddy. Go ahead.
no, how's it going? Honestly, this is one of the first times I've listened to your guys' show. I've caught you before, but like I told the guy on the phone, I don't get much time to listen to the radio, having three kids and one on the way. So,
well, thank you for spending some time with us tonight. Go ahead with your thoughts.
No problem, man. I got a couple hours. So here's the thing. As far as, you know, trying to create, like you were talking about, the FBI wants to create these task force and stuff for these schools. I think there's a line that they're going to end up crossing, where I believe that they're going to not necessarily cause people to do things, but I just think that them singling people out and saying, we think this person could do something with whatever information that they decide is probable for them to do this, I just think they're going to cross some lines that they, you know, that they don't really expect to.
You mean like by singling out a student, taking them aside and, you know, kind of sitting them into some sort of re-education camp, that could actually make that student more angry, perhaps actually lead them to some violence? I can see that.
Right. And not only that, but I mean, if you think about it, you know, they pull that student aside, word's going to get around. So then,
as it always does.
Right.
Hey, why is the school resource officer got you in his office? You snitching?
Exactly.
Whatever. Who knows what people will say?
Right. So then, you know, then he could be, even if he was being alienated at all or made fun of or whatever the case may be, he may even have, you know, a decent amount of friends. But once this goes around, what happens then? You know, maybe his friends are like, oh, this guy, maybe this guy was going to do something. I don't want to hang out with this guy. You know what I mean? So
yeah, great. So ruin his social relationships and drive him into depression or make him feel like even more of a loner so he ends up killing people. That's an excellent point, Aaron. Was there anything else you wanted to share tonight?
Other than that, man, I think what you guys are doing is awesome, man. And I told the guy on the phone that I talked to you before. What was his name? Because I hate calling him the guy on the phone.
Oh, damn it. I don't even know either. I'm sorry about that. I should ask.
No problem.
I should ask every night who our board operator is, but I don't. And I appreciate that they're there. Thank you, Aaron, for your call tonight, man.
Be listening, so
yeah, we do have some great board operators over at the Genesis Communications Network.
Toiling in obscurity.
Yeah, thank you for the call tonight. His name is Brad, by the way. He did just give me that information. So thank you to Brad and everyone else who has ever answered phones over at GCN for Free Talk Live. They do their jobs, and they do it very professionally. Which means we don't even need to know who they are, because they usually don't screw it up.
Yeah, right. we only need their names if we're to report them to the boss.
So, going on here, we'll continue with your calls and your thoughts. Bob is listening in Virginia Beach to WNIS. Hey, Bob.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Okay. I was wondering, kind of like, is this more of an extremism?
I don't know if you just hold on, hold that thought. I don't know if you're on like a hands-free device, but your audio is all over the place.
No, it's this is only I'm on a regular set.
All right, you're sounding better now. Go ahead.
Okay. I was wondering, is this more? Is this more than the extremism of that people normally deal with in schools in terms of like the like they're trying to start to like? Can you tell me more about this extremism stuff they're doing in the high schools and stuff like that?
Well, we don't know exactly what they're doing. There's a 28-page FBI document that has been unclassified sometime recently. It appears that it was published in January of this year. And it is being sent around, presumably, to administrative levels of various different schools around the country, encouraging them to keep an eye out for people who might be supposed domestic extremists, on the theory that they will be likely to be violent, and then suggesting that people who are sovereign citizens or freemen, people who believe in the Constitution, that these are dangerous or potentially dangerous characters. So it's sort of like a be on the lookout kind of warning.
That is ridiculous. I guess it's just more of the same old crap that they did back when I was in high school in the 90s and early 2000s. You know, I came into high school when people, if you happen to make a graham cracker look like a gun, you get suspended and
yep.
The cops would arrest you if you were five. Like, that's when I came in.
Right. Zero tolerance. Is what you're talking about there. And they have had these notices for a while. I mean, this isn't a particularly new phenomenon. It's like every few years we'll catch wind of some sort of federal mailing going out to either the police or some other bureaucracy warning about the supposed danger of these sovereign citizens. So they trot it out from time to time. And
it's really the only saving grace when it comes to these bureaucracies is that they don't talk to each other very well. If the government was a more efficient organization, that it would use its brainwashing day prisons far more efficiently to turn us all into mind-numbed, slack-jawed morons.
They're trying.
But, if inefficiency is doing a pretty good job of it already, and consider that 85% of people that graduate from high school graduate from a government school, so.
Well, you know, and with that said, I just wanted to say that these people that do graduate from high school, if you're listening, you're in high school, if you're in middle school, whatever the situation, it's up to you to not be that brainwashed buffoon. And if you have a kid who's in the government school, I personally don't have an issue with that. But you have to understand that you need to teach your children, you know, morals and ethics and, you know, independence.
Absolutely right. They are not going to pick that information up.
It's not your school's job. It's
absolutely
your job to do it.
Thanks. Great call, Bob. Thanks for making it tonight. I appreciate it.
100%. I have my son is homeschooled, but I do.
If he weren't.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're responsible for his education, whether he's homeschooled or not. You know, you may send them to a middle class welfare babysitting service throughout the day, but that doesn't mean that the government's going to do a good job of educating them. I mean, you just have to compare them to the private schools and compare them to homeschool kids, and you can see they're not going to do a good job of it.
Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, bring up what's on your mind, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner?
Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. We'll take your calls about what you want. You can dial in toll free here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio, you've got Ian here.
And Mark.
And if you're looking to get some business cards for your new business or your old business, Vista Print can hook you up. 500 business cards for starting at just $9.99 when you use code FTL at checkout. That's code FTL like Free Talk Live at Vistaprint.com. It's great for small business owners like you, or maybe somebody who wants to start up a small business. It's a great place to start. And they've also got other custom products for your home and office needs, like postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, and invitations. It's super easy to use Vistaprint's online tools to design these things. I use their tool to make the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree palm card. Full color, looks very, very nice. It's the size of a business card, so I just used their business card designing tool and uploaded existing graphics to it, put it together, selected my options, and was good to go. And the options are nice, too. Now, I'm a cheapskate, so I didn't go for any of these, but you know, if you want, you can do raised print, you can do a spot glass. You can do metallic finish, thicker stocks. You can really upgrade these cards.
When I get a business card that's made with that thicker stock, I gotta say it catches my attention, at least for an instant. I like to flick it with a finger. And I just like the feel of that thicker stock. And I do like some of those extras. I feel like they make a difference and make your card sort of stand out.
They're there if you want them. And, of course, you can also upload your logo to one of their existing designs or upload your own custom design, customize your text, colors, backsides, whatever you want to do there. Vistaprint guarantees you'll love your products every time or they'll make it right with their amazing customer service. So try it out. Vistaprint.com. Order 500 business cards and you'll get them for just $9.99 when you use code FTL at checkout. So go to Vistaprint.com, code FTL. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Jason is in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jason.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So I'll go ahead and get the point. I just had a question how you guys felt about the Kentucky Convention. I want to preface this by saying that I cannot stand Donald Trump. I think he's extremely divisive and incendiary. Just don't like the guy. More of a Ron Brandpaul guy myself. But
yep, same here.
The will of the people, I don't like Donald Trump. That being said, the will of the people, if they, the majority chooses him and the establishment, you know, goes on this subversive campaign to undermine the will of the American people, you know, that seems like they're getting into some pretty hot water there. I just wanted to ask, you know, how you guys felt about that.
I'd say the best thing, if I'm going to talk about the good things about Donald Trump, the best thing about him is that he's disruptive. The political process has gone on the way the political process has for a very long time, and he seems to have found a way to kind of hack the mentality of some independent Republican and even some Democrat voters out there. People have switched from Democrat to Republican to be able to vote for Donald Trump. And I think that that is interesting, and I'm interested in what is going to occur in this election. I think it's the most interesting election of our time. And I say that with my tongue.
They say that every 4 years.
I know they do, but I think that this one truly is. But we're talking about an election here, which is to say it is pretty uninteresting generally. So to call it interesting is still just saying that it's, you know, it's something that's uninteresting that's more interesting than most of those things that are uninteresting. So I don't know. I mean, you're not going to find me saying, woo, Trump. That's definitely not going to happen. I think he's the least qualified on the Republican side to take on Clinton, who appears to be the one that's going to be the Democratic nominee. I'm not 100% sure, but and I hope not. But I like the disruptive aspect of Bernie Sanders, too. So, you know, there you go.
Yeah, I Jason. Appreciate Bernie Sanders, but my main point is that the establishment Republicans are trying to undermine the will of the people. And I think whenever you intentionally, you know, subjugate the will of the people and who they have chosen, that you are, you know, you're risking revolution. You know, like I said, I don't.
Well, what are the Democrats doing with their superdelegates? I mean, the superdelegates,
they're undermining.
The very purpose of the superdelegates is to undermine the will of the people.
It's very unlikely that these people are going to revolt over being screwed over by the political system. I mean, it's just going to it's going to disappoint people. It's going to disillusion people. It's going to burn them out.
Disillusionment is at a very high level in America, and that has to do, something is going to occur. America, in my lifetime, has become very anti-government, they hate both political parties. I don't know what that means, but it has allowed people who are pretty anti authority to get into the government, and it could be, and it could change things. I don't know, but that disillusionment has power.
Jason, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You know, regarding Trump, I do like that he kind of stirs things up. I like that about him, but there's not much else to really like.
Yeah, that's
about it. I liked Ron Paul stirred it up and also was principled liberty-minded guy.
Yeah,
so.
I don't think Trump the president could possibly be as bad as Trump the candidate, as frightening as Trump the candidate.
The establishment, sort of some parallels, right, between Ron Paul and Donald Trump and what has happened. You know, Ron Paul came into the contest in 2008 and 2012 with a principled pro-liberty message. Ron Paul understands the ideas of liberty. He's consistent He's a real freedom lover, no doubt about it. He stirred it up. His supporters stirred it up. They came into those Republican state conventions. They tried to support Ron Paul at the state conventions and were shut down by the people in the establishment. They turned off their microphones. They changed the rules. They had supposedly had rules for these conventions. Well, they threw those aside to do everything they could to silence the supporters of Ron Paul. But Ron Paul's supporters were in the minority, and now we're seeing what happens when the Republican establishment tries to silence people who support someone who's very, very popular. You know, Donald Trump is much more of a populist, right? Like, he's appealing to this sort of populism of, well, you know, I'm an authoritarian, but I also like smaller government, which, of course, seems to ring real true to a lot of Republicans, even though you can't really be for smaller government and be an authoritarian.
He sticks his finger in the wind in a lot of issues.
Yeah, exactly. But they can't really do much to stop Trump because he has such a level of popularity. So I guess kudos to him for having that level of success, but that's really about all the good things I can say about him. I don't know which would be worse, Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. I really don't know which would be worse. That's a tough call between two poison pills.
Yeah, the process is just so messed up, and I think that a lot of the reason Hillary's up is because they want to vote for the winner, and they don't believe that Sanders can do it, so they just go ahead and vote for Clinton. I think it's ridiculous. Her morality is rather dubious. In many, for the portrayal of her morality in the mainstream media is rather dubious. Sanders is portrayed as a much more stalwart defender of his beliefs. I don't generally believe what he believes.
Right. I mean, he's not a moral person. He still wants to use the violence of the state to achieve his political goals, but at the very least, he's more consistent with his beliefs.
More consistently principled. Certainly, there's no politician that can be truly consistent nor truly principled, but
Ron Paul came pretty darn close to that.
He did his best. There's some critiques.
Not much, though. Not that I would have for him. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. As we continue here, you can bring up absolutely anything you want. Let's go to Robert, calling from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hi, Ian. This is Robert calling. I just wanted to call in and echo Dennis's sentiments about withdrawing my support from Free Talk Live. As you're aware, I think.
I don't know who you are, so no.
Robert Patrick.
Oh, hey, Robert.
Hey. So, you know, I went the other day to withdraw my AMP dollars and then came to find out that I already hadn't been AMPing because my payment method had expired.
Can't do it twice, can you?
What's that?
Can't do it twice.
Can't, yeah.
No, I guess not.
Stand by if you have more to say. 855-450-FREE. It's the Great Disassociation from Free Talk Live. Will we survive this?
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, not everybody wants to withdraw their support from Free Talk Live. We still have new people amping the show every single week. We've got a few hundred supporters who are Free Talk Live amplifiers. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com if you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, and that is spread the ideas of liberty 7 nights a week live on over 170 radio stations now from coast to coast here in the United States on 2 satellites. Up above the world, broadcasting down to North America, Central America, and most of Africa, spreading the ideas of liberty 24 hours a day, because we're also part of LRN.FM, which has dozens of liberty-oriented shows on it from not just New Hampshire, but all around the globe. Lots of great shows talking about the ideas of freedom, spreading those ideas. In fact, we created LRN.FM as a way for people to find shows that were different from Free Talk Live, because Free Talk Live isn't the right cup of tea for everybody. So when you support the Free Talk Live AMP program, you're also supporting all those other shows tangentially by supporting LRN.FM, which is sort of my hobby project that I do. It's not a moneymaker by any means. It actually costs thousands of dollars a year to run and to rent all that satellite time and stuff. But there's a petition right now being spread around in the Free State Project circles. We had a guy call in earlier, Dennis, longtime caller of the show, former supporter, to announce that he's withdrawn his support of Free Talk Live. So if you would like to go support Free Talk Live, please go to the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. If you think that what we're doing here is valuable, that this mission is important, there's no other show that's doing it at the level that we are. And you can help us out and get perks, too, like access to the Amp-only call-in lines. We had Jay Noon on those call-in lines earlier tonight. We've got the Amp-only podcast that doesn't have the usual commercials that our regular podcast does. And we've got the Amp-only Facebook group where you can actually interact with other supporters of the show. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with any major credit card through PayPal, Visa, or MasterCard right there on the site. Or you can use Bitcoin as well. So Robert is on the line with us here in New Hampshire. He has also called in to announce his disassociation from Free Talk Live. So go ahead.
So a few years ago when rumors were going around about yourself and dating a 14-year-old girl, I stuck up for you and because I didn't believe it. I thought it was people just trying to smear you. And then 2 years later when said girl turned 16 and suddenly you were dating, it became obvious that those rumors were true the whole time. And around that time, well, it was at that time that I lost respect for you and I started thinking about you differently. And so I did not at that time pull my AMP dollars, although I guess they had been pulled because my credit card had expired and I didn't know it. But I didn't pull them at that time because I felt that, yes, Free Talk Live does do more than anyone else, anywhere else, to bring people to New Hampshire. And that can't be taken away from you. That's indisputable. But
okay, thanks.
Once they get here, it becomes, since I've gotten here, I'm embarrassed to tell people I'm a free stater. And it's because of antics such as yours and your support of some of these things. I've based like your support of Kyle Tasker recently. Your support
Kyle Tasker. I didn't say I supported Kyle Tasker in that you're referring to a state representative who has been accused of soliciting a 14-year-old girl on the internet for sex. What I said about that situation is that Kyle is innocent until proven guilty, and I'm not willing to believe what the police say in an indictment, which is always written to make anyone sound like the most dangerous, despicable individual they can possibly write it up as. But yet many people were more than happy to throw Kyle Tasker under the bus, even though his voting record is pretty pro-liberty. He got an A in the most recent Liberty rankings from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. There are plenty of people within the supposed Liberty movement who were throwing that guy under the bus. And, of course, I got into hot water because I wasn't willing to join the crowd and throw him under the bus. That's different than supporting what he allegedly did, which I don't necessarily support that. I think that in the case of the allegations that the police made against him, what it sounded to me like was he did make an approach, which you could argue was creepy and inappropriate.
Yeah.
But the teenage girl in that case handled it fine. She unfriended him on Facebook and discontinued communications with him. So that's not defending what he did.
Please, Ian, you did defend. You defend that type of behavior.
Nope, I just told you I didn't, and you're putting words in my mouth.
Hold on, Robert, you know Ian is a stalwart, you know, he's going to defend what he says he's going to defend. He's not going to backtrack or wiggle around. I mean, he's pretty, if that's what he said he did, are you saying he's lying?
He says that there's nothing wrong with a 32-year-old man dating a 14-year-old girl.
Kyle Tasker wasn't attempting to date this girl. Is this about Kyle Tasker? Is this about Ian choosing?
Or is it about age of consent?
It's about all of the above, I would say.
I can't argue only one thing at a time.
It's about the whole Garrett Ian recording at
Liberty. So you've got a lot of disagreements with some of the activism that I've done, and you know that's fine. Regarding Garrett Ian, you're talking about when Edward Snowden was speaking. We got to let our listeners know what you're referring to, just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about Garrett Ian, who's a blogger at freekeen.com, which is my blog that I started, recorded Edward Snowden's speech at the recent Liberty Forum event and released an audio-only version of that speech on freekeen.com, and I refused to delete it when I was asked to delete it by people within the Free State Project. And so I've been excoriated because of that, because I support
You asked for a reason specifically why you should delete it, and no one really came up with
No, they gave you reasons. Well, the reasons were because Garrett wasn't supposed to record that, allegedly.
But that doesn't have anything to do with you as a newsman. Once a news item is released, Edward Snowden wasn't supposed to release the items he released. That doesn't have anything to do with news organizations carrying it.
Well, Robert, I'm
sorry. Nobody said anything about YouTube when they were hosting it, too.
You know, I'm sorry that you had respect for me and then you lost it all because I had a girlfriend who was an age that you disapprove of. So I guess that's what this all boils down to. And you never bothered talking to me about it. You just, you know, lost your respect for me, which, you know, you're not obligated to talk to me about it. You wouldn't have known that, for instance, I was helping a young lady get out of an abusive home where she was being raped and, you know, basically had to be around heroin addicts all day. But, you know, that means nothing because of her
allegedly
age, right?
Being raped.
Now, well,
she's lying about that, right?
No,
thanks for the call tonight, Robert. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Because girls just love to lie about being raped to get attention. Is that the suggestion there?
When you say allegedly and that you don't mention a perpetrator, like, so, you know, you can say Jim allegedly raped her, and that's how you do is sort of to hem and haw. But when you say allegedly without a perpetrator, you're just calling the victim a liar.
Let's continue here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We've got Troy. He's in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Troy.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call.
Hey, Troy, go ahead.
Well, I just kind of, I'm not understanding this thing with this Dennis guy and this Robert guy having objections to a media outlet that allows you to voice your opinion. I mean,
well, we're more than that. We're more than that.
Right, I understand.
We're not just a media outlet that allows you to voice your opinion. We also do activism. So, like, I've gone out and I've been arrested for civil disobedience. And
if you're a true libertarian and you believe in liberty, as you should.
Well, thank you for that. I certainly appreciate it. The problem is some libertarians don't like to have to make excuses for other libertarians. So there's a certain group within the Free State Project who feels as though, because I am a part of the Free State Project, that they're all tied in together with me. So anything
I feel tied in with you right now. I got to say, with everybody, you know, these folks putting on a campaign in order to disassociate.
You're tied in with me.
You know,
no doubt.
Well, I mean, and I guess that's what they want is they don't want to be tied in. And
sure,
that's
difficulty. That's fine. That's fine. And, you know,
well,
I think it's unfair.
Go ahead, Troy. A libertarian, how do you pick and choose to be a libertarian when you want to be and when you don't want to be?
Well, I think you should be a libertarian all the time, and I definitely understand where you're coming from. These folks don't want to, they don't really want to admit publicly what it really means to be a libertarian. And what it means to be a libertarian is to allow others to be free. If you want to be free, you have to allow others to be free. And they want to control other people's behavior because they're worried about how they're seen by the public because they're trying to win in politics and things like that. And I get that.
Exactly. I mean, you know, it's kind of like they want to pick their battles so they can win their wars, you know, like these politicians are trying to do against Trump. You know, anytime they can find something to jump on to, like you have Bernie Sanders now blaming Trump for these, you know, so-called protests. I mean, I don't think Trump went and paid these guys to go protest. I mean, they're at will to protest wherever they want to protest. I mean, just because you have a man that stands up and has to say what he feels, how he feels, and doesn't care what anybody else thinks, I mean, to me, that makes him a man.
That's what gets me in hot water. Thanks, Troy, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Whenever you do that, whenever you stand up and you say what you think, people are going to hate you for it. That's just how it goes, even within the libertarian community. 855-450-FREE. Hour 3 coming up.
Pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.